boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So I decided to try something new today because, you know, I've been working out for a couple months now. But I've been just doing really the treadmill at the gym, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I feel comfortable doing. Don't ask me to do anymore.
It's a scary place.
It's a very scary place, and I'm very insecure. But I was like, okay, it's time to start working on the abs and the core, okay? It's that time of the year.
Okay.
So I don't feel comfortable doing that at the gym, though, because I don't want everyone to see me working on my abs. No one needs to see that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be pretty. So I did it at home.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
I did an ab workout at home, but I attempted a plank. And I would say it's generous if I said I lasted 10 seconds.
Well, you got to start somewhere, I suppose.
I used to be able to hold planks for like 2-3 minutes. You're lucky if I held it for 2-3 seconds.
Well, yeah, then it's a good thing you tried it at home. I feel like that home, especially now that you live by yourself,
yes,
is such a safe place to be like, can I still do that with my body?
Mm-hmm.
I do it, I shouldn't say all the time, but if I'm alone in my kitchen, I'll try to whip out some of my old dance moves and be like, can I still do that?
What are you whipping out?
I don't know. I'm like,
you're not trying an aerial, right?
No, I'm not doing any flips or anything crazy. I'm like, oh, can I still like turn like a ballerina?
Ooh.
Can I still lift my leg up to my head? That's a big fat no. And I pay for that every time. I got to stop trying that.
You haven't learned the last 2 years.
I'm like, well, maybe I woke up flexible today like I was when I was 18. No, I never do.
I haven't stretched in how many years, but maybe I'm flexible this year.
See, something just comes over me. And now probably like over the weekend, I'm like, well, I wonder if I can still do a plank.
Do it. And it's going to embarrass you.
Well, yeah, that's why you do it at home.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to make sure that I'm alone. And uh-huh. It's just my cats are the only ones that can laugh at me.
Yeah, don't let your boyfriend see it because I promise you my plank was not sexy in any sort of way. I also don't think I did it right, too. My butt was up in the air. And they always say, put your butt down. My butt was up in the air. It was not pretty.
If you want to be really sad, set up your phone and record yourself.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's one way to make yourself cry.
Yep, I'll be crying today.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know that you are big on the dating apps lately, Destiny, because it kind of feels like the easiest option. It's the most accessible.
Yeah.
But I do think you should get on the right side of TikTok because there's a lot of people on there talking about the unconventional places to meet your future lover.
The grocery store, which I still feel like someday I will.
I haven't seen anybody saying that, to
okay.
be honest with you.
Well, someday.
Maybe. I'll keep my eye out for that. No, the latest place that people are finding love that's pretty unlikely. Now, this is happening in New York City right now, but it's a book club.
Ooh, okay, yes.
Well, not a book club. They're called book parties, actually. So there's this organization called Reading Rhythms, and they say they are not a book club. They're a reading party, and it's a group of anywhere from like 50 to 80 book lovers, people who love to read.
Okay.
And you gather in one place, sort of like a restaurant setting, it looks like, but it's always very moody looking, like
mm-hmm.
dim lighting, comfy couches, very like expensive looking. And you gather to read in silence. And then
silence?
Yeah, everybody's just reading. It's like silent reading when you're in middle school and they're like, okay, everybody pull out your book for the next 10 minutes.
And then I get distracted when one person goes,
mm-hmm. Start sniffling and mm-hmm. you're like, go blow your nose.
Oh, seriously.
Well, you have your silent reading time. And then once somebody starts playing the piano that's in the vicinity.
Now there's a piano?
There's a piano, by the way. And somebody starts playing it and that's your time to start discussing with the people around you about what you're reading. And
are we reading the same book or no?
I don't think so. That's why it's not a book club.
Okay.
They don't assign you a book. I think maybe you can find people reading stuff that you've read or talk about like, oh, this is what I'm reading. Maybe you'd be interested. But there's the reason I saw this, the girl that posted about it was like looking into it. She's like, wow, this not only do I love reading, but I feel like this is a really romantic setting that I could meet my future partner. Maybe she did. And now they're married.
Wow.
So it's kind of a proof of success that you could find love at a reading party.
I'm down. The thing is, I just imagine that I would come with the wrong book.
I'd
be reading, you know, those like nerdy books. You know, the ones on TikTok that are like going viral.
You know, nerdy like, books?
Dirty.
Oh, like, what are we talking? Like Miss Frizzle's Magic School Bus or what?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Well, Taylor, if you're going on vacation anytime soon, which of these three cities in the U.S. do you think maybe you should just stay away from? Is it Chicago, the Florida Keys, or Oklahoma City?
Oklahoma City. That feels like it just doesn't belong.
That would be correct. Stay away from Oklahoma City for just, honestly, the rest of your life, because your biggest fear is going to be entering Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Do you remember what fear you told me on our way to St. Louis or when we were in St. Louis?
That was a long time ago. I have many fears. I'm scared of bugs. I'm scared of touching raw meat.
You are.
I'm scared of heights.
It's close to that.
Scared of heights?
It's close to that. You're scared of tall buildings.
Big buildings. Yes, you are. Big structures in general, I would say.
Enter in Oklahoma City. They are reportedly in talks to have the tallest building in the United States. There's a real estate developers. They are discussing plans to construct the boardwalk at Bricktown Tower. It will be 1,907 feet tall. This would actually surpass the...
I was going to Google how tall the Empire State Building is. Do you have that information?
I do not, but I will tell you it would surpass the one of the World Trade Centers as the tallest building in the country. And then globally, it would be the fifth tallest building.
Gee whiz. Okay.
So I have a feeling you will not be going to Oklahoma City anytime soon.
No.
It's not confirmed yet. They haven't actually, like, they're just in talks.
Is this just going to be a big business building?
Yeah, they said there was going to be like a hotel in it. Obviously some building. Can you never imagine if the hotel's there at the top? I'd be like, give Taylor the tallest one there.
No, that's not even the issue. Like, I probably would not go near a window if I stayed up that high.
Being on the ground.
I cannot stand on the ground.
And look up.
And look up at a building. I did that in New York City and I almost vomited at the Empire State Building. I did it in Chicago.
How tall is the Empire State Building?
Well, I don't know.
It's compared to what this is going to be. This is 1,907
feet. 1,454
feet.
Yeah,
you're... Don't go to Oklahoma City, honey.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't planning on it, but now I'm definitely not planning on it.
Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Destiny and Taylor on Z102.9.
If someone told you today that you had to conquer your fear, would you do it? Do you have any interest in doing it?
No, definitely not. You told me that Oklahoma City might have the new tallest building.
In the
United States. Large buildings, tall buildings are one of my fears. I don't like standing next to them. They make me queasy. That is a fear. I have no interest in conquering.
Even though everyone's going to be talking about it, this is going to be the talk of the year probably when they do it.
Yeah, for me. I'll look at a picture of it and I'm fine with that. That's just my fear that I have no interest in conquering. But Candace, what fear is that for you?
Flying.
So have you ever been on an airplane?
No.
Let's say you had an opportunity to go to, I don't know, some private island.
Hawaii.
Yeah. You wouldn't take that because you would have to fly?
No, if it's not the 48 states, I don't plan on going to it.
Definitely no interest in conquering that fear of flying.
No. I have a fear of flying too, but I conquer it. I do it because I'm like, right. Okay, I know at the end of it, I get to go to Disney World or whatever.
Okay.
So like, I do have a fear of flying, but I also know if I get a window seat, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
If I hold somebody's hand, I'll be better. So like that one I can do. I also have a fear of spiders, but I'm like, okay, I think I could do that one. If somebody handed me a spider, I could probably touch it. I'd be fine. I'd be grossed out, but I could do it. I also have a fear of tornadoes.
But you live somewhere where there's tornadoes.
Where I have to suck it up and deal with it.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, what fear could I absolutely, positively not, I have zero interest in conquering. This is so stupid. Out of tornadoes, spiders, and flying, I was planning a wedding.
There's a fear of that?
Yeah, okay. I want to get married. I really do. I really, really want to get married. But I would rather somebody else plans it for me. You know me. I cannot make a decision for the life of me. Mm-hmm. And I think about it often. I actually just thought about this the other day. I was like, it makes me so sick to my stomach thinking about planning a wedding. Just freaks me out. Planning, where are we going to have it? Who's invited? Freaks me out. If I could honestly have somebody else plan it for me, and I just, you plan it all. You don't even tell me, because I don't want you to tell me. Mm-hmm. You just say, hey, you're showing up on August 3rd. I'll be there. That's what I need.
That's called a wedding planner, I think.
I'm going to need one of those, because I have no interest in conquering that fear of planning my own wedding. I can't do it. I can't make decisions.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely a strange
one. It's a weird one. Compared to spiders and flying.
Well,
and
yeah.
Tornadoes.
Lisa and Jamie on Facebook both said cruises.
I can do it.
I'm with you on that.
You couldn't?
I have no interest in going on a cruise.
I've always wanted to.
Let me tell you why. Because that is...
Don't ruin it for me.
It's the easiest place to get murdered.
What?
Have you... I watch a lot of true crime, okay? When you are out on international waters... It ain't nobody's business. Nobody is going to jump out to investigate where you went, why you got thrown overboard. I don't want to get murdered, so I would like to stay away from the cruises.
I never even thought about that.
Well, you won't catch me booking one anytime soon. Well,
I have always thought about doing that, but now you're kind of ruining it for me. But I still think I could do it.
Okay, I'll tell you more facts of why you shouldn't.
And why? Because you want to ruin cruises for me? Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, Billy. Real good. Z102.9's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor. Go.
Love is in the air. We've got Valentine's Day coming up. Destiny's been hard at work looking for... her potential Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to Rate Your Date, where we hear about not only Destiny's latest dating experience, and she rates it out of 5 stars, kind of like a Yelp review, but then it's going to be your turn to call us and tell us your latest dating story. Destiny, it is time for you to rate your date.
Oh, it's my favorite time of the week.
Okay.
Okay. So I went on a date with this guy named Jacob, who I met on Bumble. And it was kind of funny. So I obviously on Bumble, I have to slide in his DMs.
I always forget that about Bumble.
Because the girl has to make the first move. And he had something on his profile, like something like, tell me your favorite line from one of your favorite movies or something, which I loved because that is how I could start my little interaction with him.
Yeah.
And of course, you know me, Legally Blonde's my favorite movie. So I said, bend and snap.
I feel like if you've never seen that movie out of
that
context,
sounds dirty,
it,
doesn't it
sounds
I guess
crazy.
I didn't think about that until just now. Maybe that wasn't a good one to pick. Anyway.
Noted for the future.
So we chatted on Bumble for a little bit, and then he asked me out on a date and planned the whole thing. Thank God, because you know I don't want to do that. But we got drinks at 30 Hop in Coralville.
Mm.
Got a couple drinks first, and then we went to a hockey game.
Okay.
We went and saw the Iowa Heartlanders.
Yeah.
Which... I don't really know much about hockey, so I just assumed he did because that's why he was inviting me to like a hockey game, because why else would you invite me to a hockey game?
That's a high energy first date.
I know, right? So, you know, and it's kind of cold in there too, so it worked out for him because he could put his arm around me.
Oh, gross. Okay.
Keep me
cheesy.
Warm.
Okay.
Keep me warm. But it was a lot of fun because I assumed he knew about hockey is what I assumed, because why would you invite me on a date?
Yeah.
Turns out he don't know nothing about hockey. Oh. I also don't really know a whole lot about hockey. I know what a goal is.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't know how many, I'm assuming they're called innings.
Periods? I don't
Whatever.
Know. Yeah, I know what you're trying to say,
like,
but I don't know what
game's
it's called.
Game's over. Yay. Game was not over.
It's just like, what, halftime?
wasn't even halftime. I don't know. Oh. There's like three periods, innings, whatever. I have no idea what they're called. We thought the first one was over, you know, and then we're like, oh no, that now they're doing something with the ice. It was a lot of fun because we both didn't know what was happening. So it's cool being with somebody who also had no idea what hockey is, because we could just make fun of each other of like, oh, how did you not know that this is what they do in hockey?
Right, because that could have turned into mansplaining real quick.
And thank God he didn't do that. But then after the hockey game, I mean, honestly, that was kind of it for the night. We had already had drinks. We just watched a hockey game. I was getting tired. So I always drive separate for dates. So he asked if he could walk me to my car, and I was like, fine, whatever. So he walked me to my car, and I'm like, I still haven't decided if I like a kiss on the first date or if I don't like a kiss on a first date. I haven't decided yet. But he asked if he could kiss me, and I was like, fine, whatever. What?
What? He literally was looking at you in your eyeballs and said, can I kiss you?
You've never had that before?
I feel like you can normally just get the vibe.
Oh, I mean, he was like, are you cool if I kiss you?
Ew.
You never had that before?
I don't think so. I think normally you just can catch my vibe. I feel like this is just
maybe my
goofy.
Vibes weren't there. I might not have been vibing as much as you think I was.
I would have said no.
So anyways, he asked me if he could kiss me, and I said, sure. I thought it was just going to be a kiss. And at first, it felt like that. Next thing I know, we got tongue in there.
Ew.
And I was like, okay. And then it became a little too much for me. So that ruined the whole date. And I never messaged him back after that.
Yeah, I don't like that. There's many parts of that.
You didn't like any of that.
I decided I didn't like. But it's not up to me. No, I'm just the host of this game, not game show. It is kind of like a game. Rate your date, Destiny, on a scale of 1 to 5 stars.
God, that's hard. The drinks were good. The not knowing hockey was really fun. It's the kiss that does it for me. It ruins the whole thing. I'm going to give it like a 2. A 1.5. I'm narrowing it down. I just got flashbacks to it. 1.5.
Okay, well, who's got a better date or who's got a worse date? We want to hear from you. Tell us your latest dating experience with Rate Your Date.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Single or in a relationship, I think it's important to know what the dating scene is like in the area we live in. And that is the purpose, sort of Rate Your Date. So every Thursday, we listen to Destiny's latest dating experience. Today's date got a solid 1.5.
Yeah, I feel like that's still generous in my opinion.
Just ended with a weird one-sided
it
makeout.
It went so well until he, and the kiss would have been fine till he'd used a little too much tongue for the first date. Fine for the third, maybe. Not for the first.
It's pretty bad. So
1.5 out of 5.
Room to grow. That's what we'll
absolutely
say.
Absolutely.
Room to grow. Tim, do you have a date that you would like to rate?
I had a date that was a 1. Small restaurant bar, circular bar in the middle. Only one way out. As the date progressed, wasn't really feeling it. Was just being polite, going to end it. And a guy had a heart attack by the entrance. So as the paramedics and the firefighters and all that came, we had to sit there for another 30, 45 minutes before we could get out.
No.
It was a 1. Yes. Bad. It was bad before the heart attack. And when the heart attack happened, it really was icing on the cake. No way.
Here we go! Those girls in the afternoon. Z102.9.
Now, the simple thing would just be asking your significant other, do you love me? Right? But who wants to do that?
Yeah, because I don't really, if the answer is no,
that would be really, really awkward.
I don't need to hear that.
So instead, if you want to figure out, are you guys meant to be, is he the one or is she the one? I've got another test for you.
Does it involve produce?
No, it's not an orange peel test. Thank God. Not another one of those. No, this one is simple. It is called the Hill test, and it's easy. All you have to do is basically, well, it's what this one girl, she made this test up in her head. She said in high school, and she's been following it along since then.
Okay.
So it's one girl made it up.
Not a lot of science, but
it's not like a scientist made it up.
I do believe a lot of what people say on TikTok most of the time.
So she said she made it up in high school. She's been following it ever since. Her friends love it. They also follow it along. And now it's gone viral on TikTok. So here it is. So it's the Hill test. It's basically whether or not you feel a man could confidently carry you up a hill. At first I was like, dude, I don't even think I could carry myself up a hill, let alone my dogs, okay? How big is the hill? Is it Mount Trashmore?
Yeah, what are we talking?
What are we talking here? Mount Trashmore? I've done that before, and I could barely do myself up that. I could barely climb that up by myself. You want me to carry somebody up the hill? No.
What? Is there more to this?
Okay, so it's not like actually like that. So basically what she says is it's just like, it's based on survival. Can this man take care of me? Could he protect me? It's more of like just like you're thinking of things. You aren't actually thinking, could a man carry you up a hill? It's like, more just like protection.
Does he have strong enough arms?
Right.
Okay.
So that's her hill test.
I feel like there's a better way to word this. I get what you're saying. Like, you know, as a lady.
Well, that's what she said she imagines.
Yeah. I imagine like, could he see
what?
I imagine the movie Shrek. Okay. I imagine okay. I am the princess up in the tower. Could my guy be Shrek and slay the dragon and rescue me from the tower? Maybe. That would be, I think, the equivalent. I don't want to think about him carrying me up a hill.
I don't either. Because again, I just don't like, I'm like, I don't even think I could carry myself.
Ma'am, my poor legs can barely do it. I'm not making you do it.
I don't even think I could carry a water bottle up Mount Trashmore. And then you want me to carry a 100-plus pound person?
I'll never find love.
Destiny and Taylor. Oh, yeah! Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
So we're less than 3 weeks out from Valentine's Day. Destiny, be honest, are you going to be upset if you don't have a Valentine? It's so your thing.
It is. It is my thing. I love this. This is my favorite holiday. I'll be a little bummed, but I also get it. So I'm not going to be, I'll be fine.
Let me make
There'll
you feel
be
better.
More. There'll be how many more?
Yeah, that's true.
I'll be a little bummed. I'll be more bummed. I say that now, but I'll be more bummed when I come into work.
And you see other people's
and everybody's
crap.
Got flowers and that's when I'll get a little butt hurt, I should say.
Okay, well, can I tell you something that is going to make you feel much better and probably going to keep you wanting to stay single on Valentine's Day?
I'm down.
There was a study, because, you know, you never really know how much to spend on your partner for Valentine's Day. It can get pretty expensive. I have the number of what...
Should I guess?
Yeah, what your significant other would expect you to spend on average on Valentine's Day.
I'm going to say $75.
No.
Higher or lower?
Higher.
100.
Higher.
You're not going to say 200 because that's stupid.
Nope, not 200.
150.
$158.
$158 for a holiday?
Is what the average American thinks that their significant other should spend.
I'd be mad if you spent 100 on my birthday. I mean, I would be grateful, but I would be
well, yeah, obviously you wouldn't complain about it, but
I'd be like, really? $158 for Valentine's Day? Ugh. I don't even think if we've been together for 80 years would I would want to do that.
That's a lot. And I'm also like, yeah, you could spend $158, but is it even anything I'm really going to like? I would rather you write a handwritten post-it note.
If you're going to spend $158 on me for Valentine's Day, go ahead and give me that in a gift card or cash.
Yeah, true.
Because I will be getting coffee with $158.
At least, yeah, make it something useful.
Right. Don't buy me a hair dryer for $158 or a vacuum that you think I'm going to like. I don't want any of that.
No, I want you to pay for my gas in my car.
Ooh, yes.
I want you to take a week buying groceries for me.
Ooh, yeah. Pay for a bill.
That.
My car bill.
Is romance in 2024, baby.
That is sexy. Woo.
Whoa.
It's getting hot in here.
That $158 is going to good
Are you
use.
Hot? I got hot.
Nope, I think it's just you.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on.
with those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's nothing more strange than being in a really, really long relationship and then that ending and then you being single for the first time is very odd feeling.
Are you calling me out?
No, I feel like everybody's been there. Where
okay, it felt like you were calling me out.
They finally have, well, I mean, you are living it right now, mm-hmm. but everybody has a moment where you've been in a relationship for a long time, whether it was a long time ago or you're currently living it. When you're single for the first time in a while, you're like, I don't know how to navigate this.
No, I don't. Yeah, no, 100%. I don't know how to talk as a single person. I don't know how to act as a single person. I don't know how to do nothing.
Okay, well, I didn't know that this was a thing, but Match.com, which is obviously a dating website, has an annual Singles in America study.
Ooh, that kind of would have talked to me for this.
Oh, man, yeah, you should have been surveyed. But it kind of takes a look at what the state of dating looks like currently. And they've been doing this for 13 years.
Wow.
Which is crazy. So they just put out the new one. And I have some, there's some interesting stats that I would be curious to know if you agree with.
Okay.
Or you would say are accurate around here. The big one that everybody's talking about is that 31% of singles have explored consensual non-monogamy.
Hmm. Okay.
AKA, you're both agreeing it's cool to hook up with other people. Consensual meaning it's we're both okay with it. Not monogamy is obviously you're in a relationship with one person. Non-monogamy, you're doing your thing with whoever you want and you're both cool with it.
I will never be cool with it. I am too much of a jealous person.
Well, 49% of people.
How many people are cool with that?
31% of singles. So not quite half. Okay. But that's a lot of people who are like, yeah, you do you, I'll do me, and that's fine. But that leaves the remaining 49% of people looking for a traditional two-person relationship, and that is their ideal scenario. But I was very shocked to see that consensual non-monogamy is cool with a lot of people, I guess.
I do see it on the apps.
Yeah.
People like putting that on their profiles and I'm like, okay.
Whatever works for you. Some other stats for what the dating world is like right now is that 1 in 7 online daters are using AI. Which is
for what?
A lot of people.
Like to talk to the other person?
The number one reason is to write their dating profile. So they're using AI to write their bio.
I should do that. Okay.
The second most popular reason is to write their first message to someone.
No, I'm freaking awesome at it.
And then also near the top.
Look at my DMs.
I'm sure. Near the top of the list is coming up with conversation topics for dates.
I'm an extrovert. It's easy for me.
No, I'm pretty sure I've heard you say before that you have had to Google icebreaker questions for people.
Okay,
so,
that was one time.
That's what people are using AI for on the dating apps. And when it comes to why dating isn't for everybody, this is the second year in a row that money was voted the top obstacle for dating.
But not every date needs to cost money.
Well, that's true. But if you,
I would prefer it didn't.
If you're continuously going out on dates in public, I'm sure that would get expensive after a while. And 73% of singles say being financially stable is a top quality that they look for in a partner.
Oh, 100%.
They want to make sure that somebody knows what they're doing with their money. 64% of people, you're going to like this, are looking
Hate
for
Snapchat.
Someone.
Oh.
Nope. Who wants to get married?
How many people?
64%.
Where are they?
I don't
know. Hello? Because you're not in Cedar Rapids.
I don't know where they took this survey.
Where are you? They didn't take this in Cedar Rapids.
You're just dating the other 36%. And then they looked for what people said was the top like cornerstones, the top things that make a good relationship, and they are trust,
mm-hmm.
good communication.
Amen, sister.
And mutual respect.
Yes.
And the top red flags are poor communication.
Amen, sister.
Lack of trust.
Yes.
And cheating.
Well, yeah, that too.
And then this is really, really, this is the last one I have for you. The top people that we turn to for dating advice.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Who do I turn to?
Me. I have to hear about it constantly. But I'm not. They didn't list
even,
Taylor.
I swear to God, half the time you're not even listening. You're like, I've heard this. Like, this is the sixth one for the day.
Yes. But friends are the top answer. Then it's family members.
And
does
it say specifically which family member? Because honestly, I don't go to any family member for dating advice.
No, it
does
not.
It would be so awkward to go to my dad or my stepmom, and I would never go to my sister's.
Okay.
Because again, it would be awkward.
Well, number three is therapists. And number four, which is very confusing, is influencers. Although you...
Oh, what?
You were texting me last night. You're like, I'm on dating TikTok. I'm learning so much. So I guess that is the situation.
For some reason, my FYP, my For You page is dating TikTok. And I'm getting so much advice right now. And I'm learning it's not me. Nothing is me. Just kidding. I'm totally
kidding. She's learning so much.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
It's really confusing when you're, you know, swiping on Bumble, Hinge, and Tinder, and you're going on dates with people and you're talking to them too. Like, what are we? Are we talking? Are we dating? Are we a situationship? What on earth are we? Because I need to tell my girlfriends.
That is what I was going to say. I think of, you know, catching up with girlfriends and being like, oh my gosh, like, what's going on in your dating life? And they're like, oh, I've been like talking to this guy. And you're like, what does that mean? You're talking, mm-hmm. like, you're talking to him like a friend? You're dating him? What's going on?
Okay, if you had to, like, if you were to define, like, talking, what would you maybe define it as?
Like, the talking stage?
Yeah.
I would say you have been hanging out with a person with intentions of, like, getting to know them romantically.
Okay.
There just hasn't been any actual conversation between the two people about, like, are we exclusive or not?
Wrong.
Okay. What?
At least this dating coach on TikTok, she says that is not what the talking stage is at all. So the talking stage is actually the window of time before the very first date happens. It's that setting up period.
Okay.
It's like getting to know, if you want to get to know each other, like through, you know, the DMs on Bumble and Hinge or Tinder or wherever you're messaging each other. And then you're also like setting up a date. Like, I can't wait to meet you on Friday. That's the talking stage.
No.
That's what she says.
That's the texting stage, okay?
You don't agree with it.
No, because I would say if you're, like, at that point, you don't even know if you like the person. And I feel like the talking stage, you definitely like whoever you've been talking mm-hmm. to. So I'd like to add a new stage, if that's okay, and that is the texting stage.
Okay, I agree with you a little bit, but I also agree with her. I do think this is the talking stage, because we're going to go over soon the dating stage. And it's going to start to make all sense.
What do I know?
I know. Well, you do have a boyfriend, though. I don't even know if she has a boyfriend.
Well, now I'm like, do I or are we in the talking stage?
Here we go!
Those Girls in the Afternoon. Z102.9.
If I go on a date with you and you think I am not going to tell my bestie Taylor about it, you'd be wrong.
I've heard about them all. I know about all of those dates. And if you're listening, just know I know.
Oh, she knows. She knows everything. And what it's getting confusing is that I'm like, oh, we went on a date or we went on three dates or whatever. And then you as my bestie, you're like, okay, so are you dating now? Mm-hmm. Or what are you? And then I'm like, girl, I don't know what we are. Because that's how 2024 dating is.
Yeah, because I've been talking to this guy, or oh, I've been dating this guy. It means something different to everybody.
Well, this dating coach, she said the talking stage is the window of time before the very first date happens. Don't get it confused, Taylor.
I disagree, but hate it. Okay.
Now, what is dating and what's the dating stage? Because now I'm just curious.
I would love to know.
She says, if you are actively going on dates with someone, that means more than one date. That means you are dating. Dating does not mean in a committed relationship, though. It is not like a synonym for boyfriend or girlfriend or like partner labels. It just means you are actively going on dates.
Okay.
So she says when dating becomes like a relationship, because now I'm just confused, or now what's the difference between everything? She says you have to have like a define the relationship conversation. Okay, are we boyfriend and girlfriend? Mm. What are we? Once you have one of those, now you're an established committed relationship.
Okay.
So now I'm like, okay, so if I go on more than one date with a guy, it's not going to freak him out if I say we're dating, because I feel like I'd be freaked out if I was.
Well, yeah, you're dating around.
He doesn't know that. He doesn't know this, what this dating coach says.
Right. And I have something I think that we can blame it on. And that is flashback to fifth grade when you would have a note passed to your desk and it would say, will you be my girlfriend? And there would be a box for yes and a box for no. Yep. And then if you said yes, you were dating. If you said no,
yes, you were not. It was simpler back then.
Right. So, like, is that what we need to bring back?
I think we do. You know what I was thinking? Could you imagine if, because everybody likes to put their relationship on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Could you imagine if we just started putting all of this on Facebook? Destiny, in the talking stage. Destiny, in a, nope, not in a relationship. In the dating stage.
Destiny. Bechdel alone.
Destiny and Taylor.
Oh, yeah!
Those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
Earlier, Destiny, you were trying to do what I would say is the impossible and break down the difference between the dating stage and the talking stage.
Mm-hmm. I did. I would say the Lord's work for everybody. You're welcome.
It's confusing when you're single and you're young and you're in your 20s and you're talking to a bunch of different other people and your friend asks like, oh, what are you guys? And you're like, oh, we're just talking. Nobody knows what that means. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why I thought this was super frustrating before I was official with my current boyfriend, because we started what I would say talking. We had been texting before then, but I didn't decide I wanted to pursue him until 4th of July. And then we didn't officially start dating until end of October. So that's a couple of months.
Whoa.
Of what I would say was the talking stage. We were not official or exclusive, but his friends would ask me when they see me like, oh my gosh, like, we're so happy that you and him are together. And like, what are you guys? And I would be like, is this a trap?
Because
if I say,
I think it was.
Oh, we're just talking. We're just having fun. Then I sound like I'm not serious.
No,
but if
100%.
I say, oh, we're dating and we're really happy.
Then now it sounds like you're committing.
I'm crazy and I'm speaking for him.
No, 100%.
So I would like never really answer.
What did you say?
I would just be like, oh, like, we're really happy to be hanging out with each other.
That's smart.
I didn't know what to say. So I was like, somebody needs to make some more clear rules and tell them to everybody.
No, that's what I'm thinking. We need to make sure everybody understands the difference between talking, dating, situationships, and we all need to stay on the same level for all of it, because it gets really confusing. Just like you said, if you would have said we're dating, which this dating expert says, the dating period is when you're just actively going on dates with each other. There is no label, boyfriend and girlfriend. And if you would have said, oh, we're dating, which in her eyes you were, girl, you sound crazy.
And I don't want to sound crazy. So I would like to see this as a topic at the presidential debate this year.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.